We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Lee. I got my brackets ready to go.
Okay.
How about yours?
Yeah.
Done. Okay. It's on. We'll see who does better. And you know what? The way it goes with me, I should just warn you, when I talk smack, I am brought low every time, so you'll probably crush me.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah. But by the way, you can go in and see on 1063WORD.com our bracket challenge. You can click on leaders, see who I've picked, see who's Lee's, who Lee has picked. You can play against us, or you can sign up your entire group from work or your friends or your spouse or your, you know, whoever, and play. And you can check out the prizes. We've got great prizes there, too. And I love that we give out prizes every round instead of just at the end for once. You really do have a lot of chances to win. And the prizes are great. It's, you know, like $4,000 worth of stuff in every round. And it's really cool stuff. It's restaurant gift certificates and, you know, smokers and grills and tools and concert tickets and just a whole bunch of great stuff.
So, some good lifestyle prizes.
Yes, some good lifestyle prizes. But here's the catch. You have got to sign up by 11:45 on the dot today.
Yeah.
Or you are locked out forever from this fabulous opportunity.
Yeah.
By the way, Lee, I heard something about you that surprised me.
All right.
Yes, I learned this yesterday from our employer, and I had no idea. I have always picked, you know, because, okay, if you've seen Lee Rogers online, right, you've got like a great head of hair, okay, for a man your age. I mean, you know, men your age, like, you have enough hair for, like, two of them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah,
you do. Yeah, that was a gift from God that you got there. I think you could lose half your hair and, like, you'd still have too much. So, but your hair is all gray.
Yes.
So I've always kind of pictured you as, like, a dark-haired guy before you went gray, you know, like, maybe more on the Italian side.
No.
And I learned yesterday, somebody saw a picture of you. You were a redhead?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
I cannot picture that.
Where do you think this pasty complexion comes from?
That's why you burn at the beach. You're always complaining of being outside.
Yep.
See, for a long time, I've been secretly hoping Mrs. Rogers would send me a picture of you in, you know, in your prime. You know, with that. And so I didn't know you had red hair. So yesterday, the management said, you know, Lee Rogers had red hair. I said, what? He did? And they had, there's a picture of you going around. So I'm trying to get it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. So no, I got to know. I mean, did you have like, you know, strawberry blonde red hair or were you like carrot top?
No, it was not. Thankfully, it was not the carrot top. It wasn't really strawberry blonde. It was sort of a browner reddish.
Okay.
But it was certainly there. Yeah.
It was red. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I have a, you know, picturing you as a redhead is about as hard for me as picturing Lonzo 200 pounds heavier. You know what I mean? No. Both those things happened before I came here, and I can't picture either of them.
I will see maybe if I can. There's a, my wife's, we keep a ton of pictures, and we came across some that we had taken, you know, right about the time we got married and right before we got married. And one of the reasons I liked it is because of some stunning pictures of my wife. I want to show you how hot my wife was back in the day,
too. Oh, well, I'm sure that you had. Yes, I'm sure you did quite well for
yourself. But I think there is a picture there. That I will not send this to you electronically, but
darn.
I might bring it.
Darn it.
And
see,
let you look at it.
Yes. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
Because my first question to the management was, oh, you have a picture? Send it so I can post it.
Exactly. That's where I knew you were going. And and it used to be pretty darn long too.
See, I want to see this one. I want to see.
Yeah.
Because you told me about the days when, you know, you were back in the day. You were a DJ, right? Man,
yes.
People don't know this about you.
Yeah.
And when you were a DJ, man, the chicks, you have to fight back in the day. The DJs, you had to fight them off. You know what I mean? Like with a stick. And so you had many women that were after you, and you had to lock yourself in the building at times.
No. It was not at that level.
It wasn't that.
No.
It was okay, because that's what I heard. But anyway, go ahead.
But it was not at that level. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
So I want to see this. You know what I mean? So I want to see long-haired, red-headed Lee. I just would like, that would be very interesting to me.
Okay.
You know, and if I happen to find a way to scan the picture, well, that's the way that it goes. Okay, so anyway, meanwhile, this is just an object of fascination to me, okay? It has no bearing on life or anything. This whole thing with Kellyanne Conway and her husband.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how bizarre. Like, what would life be like in your home if you went online almost every day and trashed your spouse's employer or clients? Like, that's just not a recipe for a long-term marriage.
Well, in real world, one of the two of us would lose a job.
Yeah, and that affects the other one's financial well-being,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Theoretically, I would think. Well, Kellyanne Conway's bizarre husband, George, has been trashing Trump on Twitter for like a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody watches and says, what the heck? Because she's Trump's biggest defender. And George Conway, you know, is insisting that he's mentally ill. I mean, so you got to wonder what kind of conversations they have. Well, so the Washington Post asked him about this the other day. And Conway says, oh, I just tweet to keep from screaming at her, talking about Kellyanne. That's not very nice.
No.
Okay, so Kellyanne, just to follow up on this. So Kellyanne was asked about this. Do you know, your husband thinks Trump has a mental illness. What do you think? So now she's got to choose. Is your husband mental or is your biggest client mental? Pick. There's no winning that one, right?
She is definitely in a no-win situation.
Right. So she went with defending Trump.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, she defended Trump after Trump counterattacked finally, and Trump's been silent for like a year on this, finally counterattacked her husband and called him a loser.
Yeah, and that he had wanted a job and that he didn't get it, and that's why
yes.
he's a disgruntled non-employee.
Yeah, he tried to work for the Trump administration. Yeah. Kind of strange if you think somebody's that mental and must be stopped that you would want to work for them.
And I believe it was in the Department of Injustice. I mean, Department of Justice.
Yes,
wasn't
there.
It?
Mm-hmm. Because there's so much injustice to be done in so little time. That's why we need a Department of Injustice, apparently. And Conway thanked Trump, said he left he left her husband's attacks on him alone for months out of respect for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you think Trump shouldn't respond when somebody, a non-medical professional, accuses him of having a mental disorder? You think he should just take that sitting down?
He's not going to take criticism from anybody.
Well, yeah, but I think she ought to go home and tell him to shut up.
Well,
I mean, what the heck? How does that work?
Yeah. I just don't know. That is one of the more interesting marital issues that I've heard in a long time.
It makes you wonder, like, are they secretly separated, just living in separate rooms but raising the kids together? I mean, so bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway, a guy on my Facebook page said she should throat punch him.
Yeah, I like that.
And I thought, no, she
should. You mean her husband.
Yeah, her husband.
not assault the president.
No, not the president. That's illegal. And I thought that she should just withhold affection, that would be more, productive.
Cut him off, huh?
Cut him off. But then the guy on my Facebook page, countered that he sure acts like a guy who has already had affection denied to him.
Yeah, that's a good point. That can tend to make one a bit irritable.
Yeah, because he is really irritable.
Yes, he is.
He really is irritable. So, I just don't know. I can't imagine. I would love to be a fly on the wall for the conversations between Kellyanne and Donald Trump. Like, can you stop this maniac, your husband, from trashing me? And yet they go on. I mean, most people would be fired or separated from the...
Yeah, definitely one of the most interesting relationship issues of the year.
Yeah, also, by the way, interesting relationship issues between Kellyanne and Trump.
Yes.
For Trump to put up with that.
Because
it really does undermine her, I mean, she's the one who's out there reassuring us that nothing Trump is doing is crazy, while her husband is tweeting that he's crazy.
Yeah.
This is such a dysfunctional country.
Well, he looks crazy doing that.
He does look crazy. He does not look right. Not at all. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, the Pentagon finally doing something useful for the Trump administration. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Coming up. Turns out, by the way, I'll give you a hint, we can afford the wall, and the Pentagon is more than willing to help. When a lunatic goes on a shooting spree and innocent people die, do you then take his manifesto and say, how can we implement this to make him happy? How can we help him achieve his goals, his hopes, and his dreams? Of course we don't. At least not normally. But it's going on right now. Unfortunately, the story that's been told about the New Zealand shooter is that he's a racist. And so purely because of race, he went and killed a lot of people. And so what we need to do is ban guns because, we've never had problems like with this racist before. Well, that's not what his manifesto says. Yes, he is a racist, and that is abhorrent, but that's not why he did the New Zealand shooting. Yes, he doesn't like Muslims and a lot of other people, too, but he couldn't have made it clearer that that's not why he did the New Zealand shooting. In fact, he explained in excruciating detail why he did the New Zealand shooting and what his goals were. His goals were simple. He wanted to end gun ownership around the world and specifically in the United States of America. He said he could have used any kind of weapon to do what he did, but he chose a gun specifically because he knew that the mainstream media would give it a lot more attention and that they would use his work. What a sick puppy. They would use his work to push for gun bans in America and elsewhere. It's sick, sick stuff. And you know what this sounds like? This sounds like, quite frankly, or let me put it this way. This sounds like a very detailed political strategy. This doesn't sound like a work of a lunatic at all. I mean, this guy was very clearly able to figure this out. The media glommed on to the one mention of Trump. Cut out the part where he said, oh dear, no, I don't support Trump. Completely cut out the part where he explained that his goal for the world in terms of governments is Chinese-style government. Well, what do you need to get that? Disarmament. This guy made clear he did the shooting, that his goal was not to eliminate Muslims. He doesn't like them. He's a racist. And that's clear. And it's problematic and it's terrible, but that was not the main point. As he explained, that's why he wrote a 74-page manifesto. And so when you hear what the Prime Minister of New Zealand has to say, it is as if she read the manifesto and granted his wish. Here's what he wrote. I could have chosen any weapons or means, a TATP-filled rental van, household flour, a method of dispersion and an ignition source, a ball-peen hammer and a wooden shield, gas, fire, vehicular attacks, plane attacks, any means were available. I had the will and I had the resources. I chose firearms for the effect it would have on social discourse, the extra media coverage they would provide, and the effect it could have on the politics of the United States and thereby the political situation of the world. The U.S. is torn into many factions by its Second Amendment along state, social, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. With enough pressure, the left wing within the United States will seek to abolish the Second Amendment, and the right wing within the United States will see this as an attack on their very freedom and liberty. This attempted abolishment of rights by the left will result in a dramatic polarization of the people of the United States and eventually a fracturing of the U.S. along cultural and racial lines. Why did he want this? Because he wants Chinese-style government, and he wants to start a civil war here. Most importantly, he wants guns confiscated. He's a good liberal. He's a good communist, a good liberal. Who also happens to be a racist, but then so many are now. Particularly anti-Semitic, anyway, in the Democrat Party. Now, if the Charleston shooter wrote a manifesto and said, I want this, this, and this, would we jump to implement it? Of course not. But the New Zealand Prime Minister is. This is exactly what he wanted. This is exactly why he said he did the shooting. He's getting exactly what he wanted. And what's really frightening about this is that it has the potential to inspire other left-wing shooters, racist or not, to pick up a gun to do their part to get rid of guns, advance totalitarian regimes around the world. Take a listen. This is she could not have done a better job, the New Zealand Prime Minister, had she read the manifesto and said, I will wave my wand and grant him everything he wants. He's earned it. And again, I'm sorry about this, Matt. I need to turn on the audio. I told you, turn it off. That's my bad. Here we go.
The time for the mass and easy availability of these weapons must end. And today, they will. Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles.
When?
We will ban all high-capacity magazines.
When?
We will ban all parts with the ability to convert semi-automatic or any other type of firearm into a military-style semi-automatic weapon.
Huge win.
We will ban parts that cause a firearm to generate semi-automatic, automatic, or close to automatic gunfire.
Yep, that's a win.
In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Which, as we know, means that there will never be another Muslim who will be able to chase off the shooter with a gun. Self-defense has just been outlawed in New Zealand. Because to do what she's talking about with semi-autos, I mean, they're going to take most of the guns. Oh, by the way, she's encouraging people to turn them in. Law-abiding people who've never done a thing wrong but want to protect themselves and their families. That is a huge win for him. Somebody who wanted to thwart him would say he wants the people to give up their right of self-defense, including Muslims who defended themselves with a gun, as they had every right to do, till now. And we will not give in to his demands to disarm. That's how you deal with this kind of shooter to avoid a copycat. But everything that's been told to us about this shooting pretty darn nearly is a lie in terms of why he did it. So, left wing jumping to the call of a communist Chinese style government loving shooter who wants to advance the cause of gun bans across the world. Unbelievable. I mean, so they're literally colluding with a racist. Texter writes, what do you expect? She's a New Zealand style leftist. And another texter writes, Beware of a government that can ban scary black rifles. That same government can also ban black people. Yeah, but that doesn't come until after they take the rifles, usually, if you look at history, which is exactly the problem. Yeah, a lot of people complaining about the sound of the station the last few days, that we sound like we're broadcasting from inside a can. I have no idea what's going on, but I will get it looked at. My apologies. Texter writes, this just goes to show how dangerous the new leftist progressive party has become. People better pick up a history book and read it. Read a good, memorize it, because this is exactly where your leftist party is taking you. Let's see how it works for this country. Way to go, Booker, Pelosi, Sanders, the rest of you. Yeah, and I was just talking about how literally in the manifesto of the New Zealand shooter, he makes it very clear that, you know, while he is a racist, his main reason for doing the shooting was not because he was a racist, but because he wants to end the Second Amendment and, gun ownership around the world. He wants to bring about a communist Chinese-style revolution. He is as leftist as they get. He has nothing in common with Donald Trump. Nothing at all. I mean, his goal is to disarm the country, cause a civil war in the U.S. between the left and the right over gun ownership, and cause the U.S. to, you know, ultimately to collapse or to divide further, and to end gun ownership around the world. I mean, so when you look at what the New Zealand Prime Minister is doing, it's as if she read his manifesto and said, oh, yes, no, we totally can get that done. Thanks for the great idea. Thanks for the great idea. What a mess. Meanwhile, speaking of great ideas, did you see this? This is chilling. And I mean, if this doesn't give you some idea of how far out of bounds the left is right now, did you see what jailed abortionist and America's most prolific serial killer, Hermit Gosnell, had to say? This is a guy who was convicted of multiple murders, including women who died under his care while he performed abortions on them, and the murder of living infants, which by law at the time in Pennsylvania, and still is, you cannot have a living infant and you know, murder it once it's alive outside the parent, but yet he did in multiple botched late-term abortions. Well, Gosnell has now come out from his prison cell to say he feels vindicated by New York law. He says he's just a guy who's a guy ahead of his time. The world just wasn't ready for what he did. He says, I believe he praised the law in New York, hoped that late-term abortion laws, including right up until birth, would be passed across the country. This guy's a convicted murderer, folks. This is how fast the social mores are changing in this country. Pretty much universally agreed that Kermit Gosnell was a bad guy. Now they're legalizing what he did. And he's saying, listen, He said, what I did, what I'm in prison for, killing living infants outside their mother's bodies, will become accepted within my lifetime, Gosnell said. It's out of sight and out of my control right now, but I strongly believe that will occur. And he says he will eventually be freed because he did nothing wrong, and the New York abortion law proves it. Wow. In 2013, Gosnell was convicted of first-degree murder after carrying out possibly hundreds of illegal late-term abortions. He was also charged with involuntary manslaughter after a woman died while in his care. He said, it helps that I very strongly believe myself to be innocent of the heinous crimes of which I'm accused. He says, I continue to feel optimistic of the eventual outcome, the vindication of what I've done. So he's not arguing he didn't do it. He's just saying, no, it was cool. I was a man ahead of my time. Everybody knows we should do infanticide. It's a great idea. And that what he did will come to be accepted in his lifetime, and he hopes to be freed. I mean, what does it say that the party now has the stamp of approval of Kermit Gosnell? What does that say? What does it say that Pennsylvania, which is a bluish purplish state, put this guy in prison in 2013 for murder for what New York is now advocating has passed as law and lit up the Empire State Building pink? Should have been red for blood. To celebrate. I mean, Gosnell is a sicko, but he's not wrong. He's absolutely right. In leftist circles, in leftist thought, he is a trailblazer. He's not a murderer. He is a guy on the cutting edge. He's a thought leader, not a murderer. And he's not wrong to hope he'll be vindicated, given that what he did is now the law in New York. I mean, think about this for a minute. When you have the Virginia governor asked, well, if you have an abortion, you know, at the time of birth, right, up until the time of birth you could have, and you have it, so the baby comes out and you sit in there, you got the baby, and the baby's alive, what do? He says, we keep it comfortable while we decide. Whoa. You got a living baby and you're going to decide? That's infanticide. No, we'll keep it comfortable. Yeah, but until you decide what? Until we decide to do what Kermit Gosnell did, or not. Folks, that was 2013. That in a blue/purple state, that was still an indictable offense and a horror. It's 2019. And now Kermit Gosnell's a moral, ethical, and thought leader. Hopes in his lifetime, third trimester abortions up till birth will be legal. He'll be vindicated. He is being vindicated, and it's sick and twisted and bad. I just can't believe the pace at which this is moving. Texture rate, so if I kill a meth head, can I say it was just a late-term abortion? Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long the governor's going to keep the baby comfortable. 16 years? 16 months? 2 weeks? I mean, I don't know. He didn't say. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I will bring you a $2 bill by the station if you do a whole segment speaking with a New Zealand accent. I can't do that. Texter writes, you want equality and fairness? When I cannot be a citizen in your country and vote in your country, you can vote in mine. When I can collect welfare in your country and not be a citizen of your country, then you can collect it in mine. When I can take that military gun or your home defense gun, you can take mine. When I have to show ID to vote, so do you. And when I can only vote once and have something, the same applies to you. When I have to wait years to create change by casting a vote, follow laws, pay taxes, and be competitive in a capitalistic society, so do you. You want America to have to earn it. Fair enough. This is a great country. I believe in this country. Do you? Texter writes, I wonder why they haven't decided that a baby is only 3/5 of a person. Don't give them any ideas. Texter writes, hey, Tara, don't forget to enter your bracket picks beyond round one. So says Super Dave. Wait, hold on. I got my bracket picks in, but I don't. Oh, did I do it wrong? You don't have to go beyond round one, right? I thought you could. I'll go read the directions. Anyway, I know this. 11:45, you got to get your bracket picks in at 1063WORD.com. If you want to be eligible for the $3,700 worth of prizes in the first round. And by the way, we have it set up so you can play people. Like you could play your spouse, your friends, your whole office. It's so much fun. But you have to register and do your picks by 11:45 today at 1063WORD.com. Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line and talk to Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Tara. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. All right. I just wanted to say, I hear liberals all the time, they will die before they let you cut down a tree or, get in there and take over some land for development over a rare germ, but they'll kill a baby in a second without even thinking about it. Why is that?
Well, it's bizarre. Remember the story from New Jersey about the liberal lawmaker who led the way on third-term abortions? At the same time, sponsored a bill to protect baby cows from slaughter. No joke. I mean, that's not—he actually did that.
I can't believe that. Because it's like liberalism is a sickness of the mind or something. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand how people can think, socialism's good and all this stuff that's happening. It's getting scary.
It is. It is. Yeah. But we've got to fight it. One of the best, most encouraging things that I have seen, Corey, was a study. It was a survey about Generation Z, and the headline was misleading. And it said 61. We talked about this last week. 61% of Generation Z has a positive view of socialism, and everyone went, "Oh no!" Yeah. Well, guess what? Same survey said 58% of Generation Z has a positive view of capitalism. We're still in there, folks. We got to have the debate. You got to have the debate. You got to make the arguments. It's the only way you can win. We haven't made arguments in 20 years till Trump came along. I haven't made arguments. So we have, actually, we haven't bothered to fight since Reagan. It's a wonder we're hanging in there at all. But that survey shows you, listen to what, the generation is not lost. Not even close. Yeah, they're a little confused and they're wandering in the woods. But they're not lost. They still have a positive view of capitalism. Let's have a fight. Let's have an argument. Let's have a debate. Let's let them watch. I'm so frustrated with those of you on the text line who just want to give up. Wow, we've lost 61% like socialism. Well, they like capitalism too. Let's have the debate. Let's educate. It's incredibly, incredibly frustrating. Okay, I have gotten, I apologize. You have to fill out your entire bracket by 12:15 today. I thought that you'd just do the first round, but that is not the case. So make sure you go to 1063WORD.com. Fill out your bracket by 12:15 today. Wonderful prizes in each round.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.